proclamation number 8258 dated the August 30th, 1962. The reason for the Earth's restoration. The Earth must be renewed because it no longer serves its purpose as a place of development for the spirits. All order has been revoked. People pay no more attention to my will. They live contrary to law. For love is the essence of divine order, and this is grown cold among people. Hence the earthly path is in vain, since it does not ascend but irrevocably leads into the abyss. The human being ought to be of loving service, but he strives to dominate. And even many of the bound spiritual substances are prevented from being helpful because people hoard material things and deny them all useful purpose. People are in a state of complete spiritual darkness, for without love there cannot be light, and thus people remain spiritually blind and don't recognize their God and Creator. Consequently, this state has to be brought to an end. Everything must be restored to its rightful order again. The people who fail have to be separated from those who belong to me, who strive to live an orderly life and who will therefore be treated with hostility by the former. The lowest point has truly been reached, which necessitates a renewal of earth, when all bound spiritual substances will be released and placed into new forms again, when everything will be placed into the most diverse kinds of new creations according to their degree of maturity. And then the human being, who had become totally enslaved by material things, will become matter again himself. He will be banished into the creations of the new earth. This is the most horrific fate you humans can imagine, the fact that your self will be dissolved into countless tiny particles once more and has to travel the path through the creations of the new earth in order to reach the stage of a human being again one day, even though it will take an infinitely long time all over again. You humans cannot imagine such a work of transformation. After all, it means the end of this old earth. Even if the planet as such remains, my might and wisdom will nevertheless subject it to a complete transformation and thereby make it suitable again to serve its purpose of helping the spiritual substances gain full maturity. You should accept the knowledge you receive about this process and its reasons and think about it seriously. You should know that this work of destruction will particularly affect you humans very painfully, since it will be your loss if your way of life does not correspond to my eternal order. You should also know that I will keep to the day which will bring an end to this earth, for my plan was determined by my love and wisdom and is set for eternity. And so on, period of salvation comes to an end and a new one begins, where order has been restored and where tranquility and peace prevails, where it is impossible for my adversary to be active because he will be banished for a very long time. Don't think that you are being wrongly instructed if I repeatedly send you the information about this impending act of disintegration of all creations on, in and above the earth. Believe me that everything is possible for me, and that I also know when such destructive action is necessary in order to guarantee the development of the ascending spiritual substances. Yet those of you humans who lack all love won't accept my word. Hence you will be harshly affected when the last day comes. But there is no other option, because my love applies to all still unredeemed and enslaved spirits. And even for you, who fail in your free state as a human being, I will create new possibilities to reach the goal one day. Yet the fact that you infinitely prolong the time of your distance from me again is your own free will, thus your own fault, which you have to pay for with a renewed banishment into the creations. For I truly don't want your unhappiness and will help you until the very last hour of this act of banishment passes you by, so that you will still find me and call upon me for mercy before the end. Amen.